Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
So we've been covering the story this morning that the White House Special Envoy for Hostage Affairs, Adam Bowler, commented in several media appearances on Sunday on the negotiations with Hamas, both by Israel and the USA. The talks were very productive, he said, and have led to some very interesting views. We're always asking, how is Israel going to win? Well, it's very clearly there's some defensive positionings happening here. And I'm fascinated to understand why. Why is it that there is this need to almost defend the fact that the U.S. is dealing with this? John Day, founder and owner of Law Offices of John Day, he joins us this morning. Good morning, John. I hope you are well.
Yes, good morning, Howard.
This is interesting because you've definitely got this incredibly close connection between Israel and the United States, particularly now. Why do you think there's this need to justify what the U.S. is doing?
Well, from the U.S. perspective, and again, this has gotten not as much attention here as it might have, just because of what Donald Trump is going through with his sort of upheaval of the American system, with Elon Musk. But what's going on as far as his goal with the negotiations is he wants to bring back, probably the one remaining American-Israeli hostage, the IDF soldier who is apparently still alive. And he wants that. He's done, that's one of the things he seeks out. He got the Mark Fogel back from Russia. That's a big thing for him. And so on the idea that there has to be, that there's some defensiveness about the U.S. negotiating directly, I mean, I think from the U.S. perspective, it's seen that the Israeli government is a little bit concerned that once he gets that accomplished, what's the end game? How much interest is he still going to have in continuing to seek some type of a resolution? So, I mean, I think everybody understood that the Israeli government leaked the idea, or leaked the fact that the talks were taking place. But, you know, Trump is so closely allied with his right wing and the right wing in Israel in terms of what their goals are, that I don't think he's going to lose interest, but he does want to get this thing accomplished. And at the same time, remember, he's making these demands or these threats or these ultimatums to Hamas. And up to this point, he hasn't really delivered. He's made a couple of ultimatums, but most recently last week, he was pretty firm in saying, unless they deliver, there's going to be hell to pay. And those were his words.
To some extent, then, it gives him legitimacy, which he might not have after the American hostage is returned. In other words, now's the time, really.
Right. And at some point, one would think he would have to deliver. Otherwise, these ultimatums are just going to be seen as empty threats. But he's sending these two guys, his hostage negotiator and the Witikoff, his special envoy, who apparently have his complete trust and are speaking for him. And so there is, there is a plan coming out of the White House. But I think the question is, what happens if there's no movement on the delivery of the American Israeli hostage and another ultimatum passes? How does it become more difficult for them to achieve something? And again, I think one of the questions is how involved was the Israeli government, if at all, in laying this out and going forward, depending on what happens with the hostage.
Well, that was also something that I was wondering, is how much of this is just for public display? In other words, America's, in inverted commas, going a little rogue while Israel continues its official negotiations in Doha.
Yeah, I think obviously there's a lot of chess being played, but I think one of the concerns, at least sort of among the foreign policy hierarchy, is what is this slipping back into more of a war footing? What is the end game? And does Trump really have a master plan, or is this really just get the hostage back and then we'll see what happens? Which, you know, there's a big debate, of course, here in the U.S. about does Trump play four-dimensional chess? Is he playing three-dimensional chess? Has he got this master negotiation and strategy thing wrapped up? And but at the end of the day, what he really wants to do is get back the hostage. You know, he had met last week in the Oval Office with, I think, eight hostages, and it apparently had a huge impact on him. I mean, he was very emotional is not the word, but it was very apparently very meaningful for him. And he, right after the meeting, he issued some pretty stern statements. And so obviously this is something that's on his mind, but I think the question, as you said, is what's going on behind the scenes that we aren't privy to.
The fact that, as well, that he seems to have put himself out there by saying they'll be held to pay, you better release them, that of course also puts him in a difficult position if he doesn't deliver.
Right. Well, remember Obama and his line in the sand?
Yes.
And that's the thing that I think Trump has on his mind. I mean,
The red line, the Syrian red line, yeah, chemical weapons.
Exactly. And nothing happened back then with Obama. So Trump, you know, he knows that, he remembers that. He knows that he has to make good on that somehow. And so I think it remains to be seen. It's going to be fascinating to see what he does if there's no progress. But it does seem like the statements coming from his special envoy are somewhat optimistic at this point. I mean, they're not trying to set themselves up for failure, that's for sure.
What do we know about Bola? What's his his background?
His background, it's sort of a, you know, anonymous mid-level guy who apparently has a lot of experience in this. He replaced a guy who had worked both for Trump and Biden, who had a pretty high profile in terms of getting hostages released around the world. But I think his association with Biden, even though he had been a previous Trump appointee, was was the end of the road for him. And so Trump likes to have his people who are not associated. So, you know, they seem somewhat optimistic. I don't think they'd be making these public statements if they didn't
if
think
they weren't.
Something was going to happen.
John Day, thank you as always for bringing us up to date and bringing us some perspective on this situation. What do you think? 061-895-1019. It's just going 7 o'clock. I'm Howard Feldman. Good morning.